Monkees. Welcome to Foul Monkees.
This is Ricky.
And this is Le Herb.
You may think it sounds a little different, and you're probably right, because I actually bought new microphones for the show.
Or it could just be in your head.
But did you say or it could be in their head?
No, it could just be in your head.
Oh.
No, Ricky's all... Yeah, Ricky's all excited about his microphones. They do sound good, though. It does.
I know. I can't wait to actually have someone else here recording with us.
Yeah, you're much bassier. You're much fuller. It's like, ooh, the whole sexy package.
So I'm all sexy now. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, more than originally.
Anyway. Should I take that as an insult?
No. Oh, you're sexy times two.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Episode 74, bitches. What's going on?
74. Can you believe we're 26 away from 100?
74.
That's crazy. What am I going to do for that 100th show?
We need to have sex on air.
Okay, breaking news.
What's
the world's oldest woman has died at age 115.
Wow.
Can you believe that? She lived in Quebec, Canada.
Of course, dude. There's nothing that happens there.
She was born in 1891.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's like when my grandma... That's like when my great-great-grandma died, I think. Something crazy like that. Wow.
This is crazy. Would you ever want to live that long?
Probably not, because she probably had to take a ton of pills to survive every day. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait a minute. This is saying the world's oldest woman... Oh, this is a guy. Emiliano Mercado del Toro of Puerto Rico remains the world's oldest person, born 26 days earlier than the woman that just died.
Oh, wow.
And
Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Damn, he didn't get, cut or something?
I know, right?
It's so true, dude. I saw Employee of the Month. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. I saw that movie last night. It was fucking funny.
Really? Even with Jessica Simpson in it?
Yeah, no, she did a good job. She wasn't is it chicken or is it fish or whatever, tuna? No, it was good. Dane Cook and Andy Dick and that guy from Rocket Man and Dax Shepard are all really, really funny. And it's exactly how it is when you work at Walmart or Sam's Club or something big like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they pulled off, they get every little thing, exactly the way it really is when you work there. It's funny. Wait, what were we just saying? Because I was going to relate this, but I'm forgetting.
The world's oldest person?
No, Puerto Ricans. He's there's this one part where Dax Shepard is, this blonde-haired Employee of the Month guy who's, really uptight and kind of a loser, and the whole premise is that Dane Cook's character tries to impress Jessica Simpson's character by becoming Employee of the Month so that, he'll impress her and blah, blah, blah. And he's, generally this box boy loser who doesn't really care about the job, kind of like me, because, it's Walmart. Who cares? But, anyway. I know.
It's your job.
Yeah. Anyway, so Dax Shepard and this Latino guy from the movie Crank, they, sneak into Dane Cook's house and, they're, trying to mess him up so that he doesn't wake up on time and change his alarm clock, and his grandma lives with them. So they see his grandma, and the Latino guy, flips out his knife, and Dax Shepard's like, "What the fuck? I thought you were Mexican, not Puerto Rican."
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I was like, wow, that's such a bad joke, but it's funny. So, yeah, good stuff.
I've been watching, I look on the BBC all the time, BBC News.
Yeah.
And, Celebrity, Big Brother is on over there. And they're
having they have Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, gosh, yes. And apparently it's, like, really great. But I've been watching it because there has been a bunch of racism going on in the show.
Uh-oh.
And so it's been really bad. Like, people have been walking out, and they've had, like, 30 or 40,000 complaints about it.
Wow.
But, it's weird to know that there's so many, even racism goes on over there. You know, you think that the United States is really bad about it, but
no, man, then it's you everywhere. Have this too.
If you're
an American and you go anywhere, they don't like you. So that's, you know,
that's true.
And generally it's when I say American, I mean like white American, because the definition of an American is like anybody that inhabits America, really. But when people think American, they think white guy from Ohio,
right,
or something like that. You know what I mean? So if you go anywhere, they discriminate against whatever, just because whatever, which is crap. And speaking of American culture, Walmart. Yeah. Walmart wastes so much shit. I worked there, and I didn't realize, you know, I don't know. Well, first of all, I work in the dairy, so we throw away food, like, left and right. And it's like, you know, I would eat this, and sometimes I do. But
you better hush. You get fired.
Oh, stop.
I am serious. Walmart is crazy about that.
We're not that popular. But we could be, and they could look back and...
Oh, you know what I want to do?
What's that?
Before you start talking about Walmart, I want to get the like the decals that you stick on your car window and put www.foulmonkeys.com and also our MySpace page on there. Wouldn't that be cool?
We could probably make them really easy. We could definitely make them very easy.
Cheap.
What are you talking about?
Why can't we just buy them?
Buy Foul Monkeys stickers?
No, you buy the stickers and make the words.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you meant like hand make them, like cut them out or something.
No. We buy the stuff to make it, and then we make it. I thought you were talking about like, oh, let's pay somebody to make the stickers for us. I was like, fuck no. We ain't that popular.
We can be.
Yeah, we will be. Go to foulmonkeys.com, bitch. We have two listeners that gave us voicemails. One of them is Brian, and he is awesome. He's the guy from Texas who apparently was drunk last time he left a voicemail.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. I thought that's just how Texans sounded.
Should we go ahead and play it?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, let me go ahead and bring it up here. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
This is Brian.
Hey guys, this is Brian, a sober Brian. I just heard the show and that voicemail, and my God, that didn't sound drunk. That sounded retarded. But anyway, just wanted to call and say I don't normally sound like that. And also about Bush in Texas, he's not from Texas. He's from Connecticut. He's just a wannabe, kind of like he is as far as being president. Anyway, guys, have fun. Bye.
So Bush is a wannabe, he says.
I had no idea that he was drunk before. I think he sounds the same on both.
Right, that's about what I'm saying, too.
Yeah, I talked to him online. He's a really sweet guy, and he's cute, too. Damn.
We don't need to hear about all that.
I'm like, no, I'm threesome. I'm just...
Oh! I believe on the last show you talked about how you didn't like open relationships and stuff like that. Are you reneging on that? And I said renig, not a bad word. Some people might think I'm a racist because I said renig.
Anyway, yeah, my mom used to say that, and I was like, what'd you say? She's like, Cedric, no, this... No! Ah!
Racist!
Mm-hmm. That would be a great little plug. All right, we need to take that as a sound sample, use it later.
What, racist?
Yeah, the way you said it. Racist! You know, so out of place. I love it.
So right. We also had another listener, Xavian.
It's like the legend of Xavian.
Yeah, oh, he IM'd me. He said, Ricky, you were right. Herb was wrong about the pronunciation of his name.
Why? What did I say?
You said Xavian.
Well, you told me he was German.
I did not say he was German.
Who's the German guy?
The German guy is Andreas.
Oh. Well, never mind. Yeah, of course it's Xavian. I thought since he was German, he would pronounce it Xavian. Never mind. I didn't know that it was like two different people. I thought it was the same guy.
Okay, so this is his message.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
It's Xavian. I decided to go ahead and call.
Hey, boo-boo.
You're asking me on AIM right now, telling me that I'm better. You're so convincing. I love it. Anyway, I just want to call, tell you guys that I love the show. I'm actually looking at the homepage right now, and every time I see, like, Ricky and Herb, I want to say Peaches and Herb. I don't know. Some weird idiosyncrasy I have. But anyway, like I was saying, I'm in love with James. He's such a dick, and for some reason I find that so hot. So give him a shout-out for me.
He loves James.
But I'm going to go now, and again.
He only loves him because he's
a
monster.
I say a lot. I hate it.
Yep.
Don't you?
That's a good reason.
But, like I was saying, I'm going to go again.
Yeah, it's funny that you said Peaches and Herb, because my friend Chris from Alabama this morning texted me and just said Peaches and Herb, like, you know, just being silly or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then this guy says that. I don't know, it's really weird how that came out, because I'd never heard that before.
Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Cream.
What's Yeah, I was going to start singing that song, but I can't really remember how it goes.
It's fucking 112 and Little Kim, yo. Peaches and Cream. So Walmart, they waste so much shit. Did you know that if we have like a laptop or something, or you know, whatever, and it gets marked down and nobody buys it, they throw it in the trash compactor. I'm like, what? Yeah, they throw it away and they make sure it breaks. Because Walmart is like, if we can't make a profit off, no one can, which is fucking bullshit. Fuck you. That's stupid shit. They could donate that shit. They could give it to people who need whatever, you know, they could turn it into money for homeless people. We have tons of homeless people up in Flagstaff here in Arizona. For some reason, Flagstaff is like this hub of hobos. Like,
well, I'm sorry, but I don't think a bunch of homeless people need...
No. But I mean, like, when you recycle, they turn that into toys or other plastic things. You know, when you recycle, they turn that into MP3 players because it's the same stuff that makes it. So they could recycle the laptops just like they recycle cars when you donate them. You know, that's, like, horrible. They waste, like, thousands of dollars of material. And we waste food every day. I mean, if food was, like, oh, my God, there's, I stock eggs. If one egg is broken in the entire case of 18, we have to throw it away. The whole thing. Because they're like, well, because you can only buy it as 18. You can't buy it as 17. That's like, well, yeah, but couldn't you just move one? And they're like, no. Well, yeah, and we can't move them because we're not supposed to touch them with our hands. So... I don't know. They're fucking stupid. I was almost going to make a Southern joke, but never mind.
No, what is it? Say it. We're foul.
No, because I can't think of how it's going to be funny. I was going to be like, of course, fucking Walmart. I don't know. It was invented in Arkansas, so it's like, of course he didn't think about that.
My cat's afraid of the microphones.
Is he?
He's like freaking out. I'm getting him close to it, and he's like...
Because it smells different, and probably... It probably sounds like ass or something. Sounds like some weird ass cat frequency, like
How was that again?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounded like a cat and like Chewbacca together.
Oh, I can do Chewbacca.
Let's hear Chewbacca.
And I can do Yoda too.
Let's hear both. Chewbacca first.
No, I'll do them both having sex or something. Okay. You know, like get into a predicament.
That's hot.
Chewbacca, big your penis is. And stick it in me, you must. Oh my
Dude,
god,
Chewbacca,
they had this
coming.
I think it'd be the same sound as when he talks.
Oh.
Like every sound he makes is. You know, it's like the same. I don't know. Yeah, there was this huge Star Wars marathon, so me and, like, a couple weeks ago, so me and Colin were doing all these, just left and right, Yoda and Chewbacca and all this stuff, and that movie's so easy to make fun of, it's stupid.
Oh, I love them. They, you know,
oh,
they
yeah, me too.
Like, well, the first one came out the year I was born, so I didn't really see that one until really later on.
Right.
But man, when the second and third one came out, I was all over that, like, wine on rice.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't like the new ones that much.
Yeah, the new ones aren't not so much.
Yeah, they're kind of crappy. Especially when they try to bring Yoda back and he's all computer animated. It's like, no. Right. It's cool, though, that they still have the same guy who does the Emperor in the old ones. Like, you know, the guy who's like, you know, come to the dark side and he zaps Luke with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the same guy. So that's pretty cool. But what's stupid is if you buy, like, Episode 6, like the last, like Return of the Jedi, if you buy that nowadays, they replace, like, what do you call it? They replace, like, the guy who played Darth Vader at the end of the original Return of the Jedi when they take off his mask with Hayden Christensen, because he's the prequel Darth Vader. So at the end, when the fireworks are going up and he sees, like, Luke looks over and sees the ghost of Obi-Wan and Yoda and Darth Vader, it's actually Hayden Christensen in the new movies when you buy it. So that's crap. Like, what?
Why did they do that for?
Because, like, their explanation.
Mean the old ones?
No. Yeah. When you watch Return of the Jedi now.
They digitally put him in there?
Yeah, they put him in
there. Are you kidding me?
No. It's retarded. Like not when he takes off the mask. When he takes off the mask, he's still that fucked up looking guy. It looks like Phil Collins. but when he's on that planet with the little teddy bear guys, the Ewoks, and he looks over and he sees the ghost of them. It's like Hayden Christensen instead of the original guy.
Bears.
Teddy bears.
Bears.
What about bears?
Bears. That's all they have to say about them.
Oh, okay.
You like bears?
Yeah, I do. No, I like Chubbs more. But bears are cool, too.
Oh, you like Chubbs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hot.
Why are they hot?
Because they're bearish. I don't know.
But you know, like, when you say chub, that makes me sound really, really fat.
Yeah, but we already know you're not, so... You're a cubbish bear. You're like a chubby bear guy. But I don't mean chubby like the stereotypical genre. Like, just chubby like the physical aspect.
Because
you're chubby, but you're not a chubby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, yo? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying, man?
No.
No. No, you have to be like Little John. You have to be like, okay! What? Okay! Crazy
man,
bitch.
I am in search of these Airwalks that I have. They're vinyl. And I cannot find them. I bought them like 11 years ago. And I just now found them again.
Yeah.
And the vinyl's all coming off of them. And now I can't find them anywhere. They're by Airwalk. So if anybody can find them for me, that would be wonderful.
I thought Airwalk was like a line of shoes made by like a bigger company like Nike or Reebok or something.
Wasn't it like might be, but I can't find them anywhere.
All right, is that online?
No, I've been looking everywhere.
Well, shit.
I'm looking as we speak.
You know, speaking of the 70s and Star Wars and all that, when I work or when I'm doing something productive, I can only listen to basically two kinds of music. I mean, I can listen to whatever, but two kinds of music really work for me. Like, for instance, if I don't have my MP3 player or a CD or something, and I'm forced to listen to the fucking radio, it's like classic rock or techno. Because techno drives me. It's like a constant beat that just keeps going and it's good. But it's only good when you're doing something, because if you listen to techno just not doing anything, it drives me insane. So if you're driving or you're doing something, techno's good. And classic rock is good because everybody knows the lyrics to all those songs because we all grew up with them. But apparently, I did. I grew up like Allman Brothers, CCR, fucking Led Zeppelin, what else? Like Cream, like Pink Floyd. I don't know, just
the
good
Police.
Shit. Yeah, The Police, Billy Joel, like... And then I had, like, jazz and stuff like that, too, but it was like, I can turn on, you know, the classic rock station and Crosby, Stills, and Nash come on, and it's like, I know every fucking word. And all these guys that I work with who are, like, older than me, like, don't know this. They're like, no, man, let's turn on fucking Kiss FM, man. Come on, bro. And it's like, you know, some
dude.
Fucking, like, Rihanna or like, you know, Ciara or Cascada or
okay,
some.
I thought her name was Rihanna and Ciara.
I don't know. No, it's Ciara. It's C-I-A-R-A. Ciara.
Yeah, like, but if you spell Tierra the same way, T-I-A-R-A.
That's a tiara.
Oh my god, shut up.
I'm just fucking with you. No, but it's just like, it's like, people have no respect for the classics. I was born in 1985, right? But I feel like I grew up in the 70s, because my parents and my sisters were all, like, very 70s-ish. So when I watch I Love the 70s on VH1, I honest to God remember more of that than I remember of I Love the 80s. And my friends are like,
remember it. You remember, like, you remember.
No, but I know all the stuff they're talking about. Like, I know all the shows, and I know all the music, and I know all of it. And it's like, I wasn't even around, you know? But I just, what I'm saying is, I think it's a shame that people, like, don't recognize that. They're only, everybody that I meet, it's like, especially at work, you know, they're all about what's new, what's the new fad, what's hip right now, what's cool. And it's like, you know, in a month, you know, after they fucking kill that Akon song with fucking Snoop Dogg, after it's fucking, like, ground into the ground, then they'll just move on and they'll forget all about it and he'll make $1 billion off of it. And it's like, that's bullshit, you know? I don't know. I don't like stuff like that. It's just like Walmart. It's the same thing. It's bullshit. So anyway, but the point is, listen to old music, because without old music, we wouldn't have any of this shit nowadays, because half the shit we have now samples all the old music, like every Puff Daddy song, or P. Diddy, and like fucking Rihanna, yeah, sampling that fucking Tainted Love song. I was like, bitch, are you crazy?
Oh my god.
What's up?
I'm sorry to break. I have breaking news.
More breaking news? What's up?
The Airwalk tennis gym shoe is well-known shoes because it's made of yellow tennis ball felt, which is the exact same time that the other one came out. So let me see if that one's called the gym shoe.
It's a chain.
Sorry, keep talking.
No, it's cool. I got breaking news, too. Breaking news. It is a cold motherfucker in Arizona. So if you're coming to Phoenix looking for, like, snowbird shit, don't, because the other night it was 25 in Phoenix. We broke a record for 16 years. It had not been that cold. The last time it was that cold, it snowed in Phoenix. Everybody who has been here for a long time will remember. I don't, because I've only been here 6 years. But my friends all tell me, oh yeah, in 1989 I was just a little kid, or it was like 89 or 90. And they're always like, oh, I was just a little kid, and I remember this one morning it snowed for like 20 minutes. And apparently that's the last time we had it that cold. So it is snowing right now, like 45 minutes north of me, which is insane. And but apparently they can't open the skiing place. It's called Snowbowl, this big skiing mountain. And they can't open it because there's so much wind that it blew all the snow off of it, so all the rocks are exposed, which is kind of a bummer. Not like I do that anyway, but everybody's like, you know, all bummed out. And I was watching the news in the break room at Walmart, and everybody's like, the weather guy's like, wacky weather, folks! And it's like, dude, it's not wacky weather. It's fucking ozone depletion. That's what it is. Like, wacky weather is not 25 in Arizona and 75 in New York. That's called, you know, the world is fucking up and we're fucking it up and it's gonna die. So,
well, hopefully we're dead when that happens.
Well, hopefully foul monkeys will take us into the...
awesome.
I know, right?
Foul monkeys on the moon.
It'll be like the last episode of Foul Monkeys at Armageddon.
Episode 100.
XX. Hopefully people are still listening to this. Maybe our children can carry that on. Our children that we won't be able to really have because we're gay. But whatever. We'll adopt children and instill them with the foul monkey's instinct. Yo.
Yo. Yo, 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 yo.
So, wait, did you find your Airwalk breaking news? Yo,
yo. I'm still looking. These shoes came out at the same time as the gym shoe. J-I-M shoe. And I can't find it.
Sorry, I had to stuff my face for a second. So, word to the wise. Car stereo installation is a bitch, and I fully understand
why.
That
is why you should pay people to do the work.
Well, I understand why they get paid for it, but I learned so much doing it that next time it'll be like 50% easier, and the need for any of their advice will not be necessary at all. Fucking Best Buy, who charges you like $60 to do it. But I learned so much. But seriously, it was a bitch. Collectively, it took 4 of my friends, including me, and 2 days to install my car stereo. And now it, like, shakes the fucking paintings off the wall. Not really, actually. It's funny. It's, like, very, very powerful, but it's only really powerful when you're in the car or when you have the trunk open. So it's not one of those cars that, like, fucking knocks down all the shit in your house when it drives by, which is good, because I don't want car like that.
Oh, I was going to say, that's not good. I hate those cars.
Yeah, no, it's great, because I want a car that sounds fucking awesome, but only when you're in it, because I don't, you know, it's just like the cell phone thing. I don't need everybody to fucking know I got a text message with some fucking shoulder lean song. You know what I mean?
Shoulder lean.
Exactly. Shoulder lean. Some guy at work got like 5 text messages while I was on break, and every time it was like, shoulder lean! And it's like, yeah,
I
can...
Put that on a simple beep, please, motherfucker.
Yeah, or just a vibrate. Nobody else needs to know that your phone is going off. I don't know. To me, the point of cell phones are to be ridiculously small, because they're supposed to be portable. Mm-hmm. So, like, these big-ass, like, fucking razors, I know they're thin, but they're still big-ass. All they did was take a big phone and flatten it out. So, to me, the point of a cell phone is to be very small and very quiet. Yeah. But it's still big, you know what I mean? It's flat. Like, it's like, big. You know
That's
what I'm
what
saying? Yeah. Big and junk. And thick and veiny.
Junk. Ooh. That's what I'm fucking talking about right there.
But I always have my cell phone all real quiet, because as long as I hear it, that's cool. I don't need to have, like, fucking... What was that TV show? Trigger Happy TV, where that guy had that, like, gigantic-ass phone making fun of people with the Nokia thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, hello! And that's how I feel. You know,
how's it go again?
Hello! So, I don't know, just, like, you know... The same way with cars. I don't need to hear somebody's stereo from 5 blocks away. As long as it sounds like fucking bumping when you're inside. Like, when you're inside, it, like, shakes your whole body, and it feels like the seats are going to rattle off their foundation of the car. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very, very, very intense, but only when you're inside or when you have the trunk. So it's very nice, but it was just a really strenuous procedure, and now I feel like I know a lot more about car audio, but it's like, god damn, I don't want to do that for some time, so I'm glad it's done.
Well, you can work on mine maybe one day when I need that.
Oh, for shizzle.
For shizzle?
My nizzle.
Are you eating while we're recording?
Damn right.
Oh my god.
I'm eating lemon cookies that I bought at the dollar store.
Ew.
They're fucking good.
I hate lemon flavored stuff.
Mmm.
I hate it.
Does it make you cringe?
No, it's... Yes, it's grody to the max.
No, it's... Yes! Alright, so... Where are we at right now?
Where are we? I haven't been
having
attention.
To edit out some airtime?
We haven't had airtime.
No, I mean dead air.
Oh, we're at 28 minutes. We're still good.
Cool.
Xavian says, I want to be a super cool podcast star like Ricky Wiki Wiki.
Don't try a Mac on my man, bitch.
Ooh.
I will come after you with my lemon cookies and my Walmart tag.
Are you going to cut a bitch?
I'll box cut a bitch.
Holy shit. That would hurt.
Yeah, man. Those things do hurt. I'm always like... Dude, I'm just waiting for some guy to like give me attitude in the dairy section, and I can whip out my box cutter and be like, I'm going to cut you, fool. You think you can bounce, man? Let's dance, man. Let's go outside right now. I'll kill you.
Oh, my God. You sound like...
I kill you like fucking taco, man. I carve you up like chalupa.
Not chalupa.
whatever. My Mexican accent is ridiculous.
I slice you, man.
I cut you up. I need a line to go with. I can't. It's hard to come up with stuff off the top of my head. I remember watching Cheech and Chong and laughing my ass off. That shit was so funny. His voice is so, like, stereotypical Mexican. It's like, you know, nobody really talks like that, you know.
Cheech and
Speedy
Chong.
Gonzalez.
I want to be in a Cheech and Chong movie. Let's do a remake.
Ricky and Herb?
Yeah.
Except I'm not Herb. A stoner.
Yeah, but
you're
Herb.
Yes. Well, and I can act stoned. Actually, I went to a party years ago, and I had to, like, this... It took me, like, 3.5 hours to convince this kid that I was not high, because I... Oh, here's a huge confession for everybody that doesn't know. This is kind of my trademark as far as where I'm... Well, not where I'm from, but here in Phoenix. But I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I never have. I've had, like, maybe 2-3 drinks in my whole life. Never really had an interest in it. Waste of money to me. Same thing with smoking. Never done any drugs, although I do have lots of knowledge and experience with them. Not with them, but of them. Like, I've had lots of friends either die, or we lost track of them, or they got put in jail, or whatever, according to drugs. So,
drugs are awesome. Oh.
Hell yeah, man. But apparently I have the attitude of a stoner, I guess, most of the time, or something. I can pull off being really high.
Man, you talk like this, do it.
That's yeah, like bro.
Stoner, dude.
Dude.
Man, I'm so dude. Thirsty. Get me some red.
Dude, today it was like 4:20, and I was like, yeah.
And junk, man. Shit. I'm so high, man. I got
give me some of that
head.
Dank, man. Let's get high. Everybody knows Dr. Dre, right? Everybody listen to Dr. Dre. Listen to classic rock and listen to Dr. Dre. That's all I ask.
Bitches.
And Ryan Adams.
Oh, yeah. And who? Beth Hart. I love her.
Right on.
I love her.
Ricky and his thousands of illegal songs. What did I say?
Shut up. You're going to get me arrested and junk.
Oh, please. I got them too.
What, crabs? Oh.
Love them. I don't even want to bring up your crab story.
Whoops. What's my crab story?
Apparently you had them. I heard through the internet line.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who told you that?
a really sexy Latino guy named Ricardo.
Oh, that's interesting.
Ricardo.
Yes, I got crabs one time, so what?
Oh, shit! What?
My ex-boyfriend gave it to me.
What?
Oh, my God. I found them.
Becky, look at her butt.
$9.99. Oh my God. I'm so buying these. They're
hooray
my size and they're $9.99.
Nine.
Oh my God. And they look brand new. Oh, I'm so excited.
And you just can't hide it?
Oh, I'm bidding right now. I got to bid on this shit. 10.5 is a little bit too big, but you know what? I'll fucking wear it.
I like it big.
I wish.
So
I
wait, crabs. How did you get rid of them? Let's share the secret.
Shaving
and like blowtorching
and nicks or something like that. I can't remember.
A guy named Nick came over and took care of them for you.
Yeah, he sucked them right off at me. He sucked on them like they do.
And then he put him in a fish tank and raised him.
Oh my God, I need to pay now. I need to pay.
Yeah, I hate that fucking eBay. Like, I hate the way it's like, oh, well, you can bid on this. And it's like, no, I'll just buy it now. I don't care. I don't want to bid for 4 days while other people, like, automatically outbid me with their fucking little bid bots that they put on there. You know, because you can set it to, like, auto-bid. Up right. to a certain amount. That's so annoying. I hate that because, you know,
oh,
you have to refresh and all that.
He's, oh.
What, is he going up?
Getting me, yeah.
Like what, like $50 or something?
You know what? I will so pay.
I don't think $25 is bad.
No, that's what I'm going to do. 25.
Be like, bitch. Yeah, we can
sweet.
Edit this out.
I'm at 1603 right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 days left. I need to see what I need to do here.
So you know who I actually do like is, well, I don't know about all of his shit, but the song he's got right now, fucking Pitbull, man.
Mm-hmm.
Representing the 305. That's probably the only reason I like him, because I'm from Miami. But anybody who represents 305, you know, like two people, you know, Pitbull and Trick Daddy. Oh, yeah, and Will Smith, but that was like years ago. Yeah, anybody who represents the 305 is cool, man.
The 305.
Yeah, man. Gasolina. I know that's not Pitbull, but whatever. I can't remember what he says, but if I read it, I could probably pronounce it, because my mommy tells
me I have a good Spanish pronunciation.
I do, man.
My mommy.
So you can even get text messages.
Yeah.
So I have 3 days, 21 hours, and 59 minutes. I have to have these shoes.
Well, you know, they'll come back again. I mean, it's not the only pair in the whole world.
Oh, wait a minute. They charge you 25 cents per...
Yeah, it's bad. Don't do that.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Exactly. They need to send it to me by email.
Just set your auto bid to go up to 25, and then if you don't get it, you don't get it. That's it. Because, I mean, don't go more than that. He'll try to get you up to 40 or something stupid.
I wonder if they can, like, try to outbid you, like, the owners.
They can raise their minimum bid.
It said if I'm outbid that they'll email me, so that's cool. So, is there anything else we want to talk about?
You're so distracted. I love it.
What?
We're going to have to edit so much of this out.
No, we're not. It's just how it's going to be, bitches. Shit. We're doing this shit for free, motherfuckers.
Motherfucker!
I can't help it. They're bored. Shit. All I have to say is my damn audio sounds like the fucking bomb. That's all I have to say.
And you're going to keep it banging until 2 in the morning because your mama ain't home?
Mm-hmm. To the early morning.
You totally didn't get what song I was talking about, right? No.
What song is it?
Because it's 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping because my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on.
I don't remember that song.
And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
Well, I said that part.
So what you want to do? Shit. Sipping on gin and juice. Oh. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, so let's like end this piece of shit.
All right, bitches, go to foulmonkeys.com. Give us stuff to talk about. We will talk about more. This week's been kind of busy for me and Ricky because he just started school, so we've kind of been slacking on the topic preservation. Right. Which I'm sorry, but we're doing this for free, bitch. So that's how it goes.
And all of you guys should like call in or email us subjects to talk about.
Yeah, take heed from take example from Brian and Xavier. I was gonna say Zayurin. But yeah, take an example.
Yeah, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And call us up at
206-984-FOUL.
Because I can never remember it.
And also visit us at our MySpace page.
It is myspace.com/foulmonkeys. I will have some new pictures on there soon. I've got some people working on some art to represent our foul monkeys ness.
That's which, right. Do you hear that? Foul monkeys getting all artsy fartsy now.
Yeah, man. We're going to have some cool mascot looking shit, and we will totally credit all the people who help us out.
No, we won't.
So if you ever... So if you want your stuff showcased, let me know. Anything. We'll talk about anything. We'll let people know. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your granddaddy.
Oh, I don't know if they should do all that now.
Granddaddy? Even if he's still alive. Yeah, man. If he lives to 115, we want him talking about foul monkeys. All right, bitches. Have a good night. We are out.
Bye. We love you guys and girls.
And lesbians.
And animals. And monkeys.
Later.
And penises. No vaginas.
Mm-mm.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.